Blog Talk Radio.
On the west, 10 p.m. on the east. Of course, I got my partner in Christ live on the line with me, Miss Kimberly Rimp, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, live in the building. And we're going to feed these spirits.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how we get down.
I love that song. I got the victory. I know that's right. Mm.
Got the victory, got the victory. Of course, we're going to have Mike Mitch live in the building with us, too. We got the victory on today, you guys, and today's topic that we're talking about, and it was just great, thank you, Father God, is up in my hand and out of his grace. And I know y'all like, what? Up in my hand and out of his grace. And what we mean when we say that is today we're going to be talking about getting distracted from God's will for us. There's so many things that can distract us. We can get up in our own head and get distracted from God's will and God's purpose that he has revealed to us. So we're going to get into that today. We're going to have so many different things that we're going to be talking about. So go ahead and get your plate, a.k.a. your Bible, so we can go ahead and eat. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. But before we go any further with this thing, we're going to have to give it up to God, because it's all about God and everything that he does. So we're going to go
Amen.
Ahead and open up in prayer. Wow, my spirit is charged up. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for another day, Lord God, for just blessing, Lord, and for giving us the strength, giving us the breath, giving us the will to be here right now, Lord. We could have been anywhere else, and you could have been anywhere else, but you are here with us, Lord. Father God, thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, his perfect body, Lord, giving him, sacrificing him as a payment for one day we will be forgiven for our sins, Lord. We just thank you on today, God, because you are merciful. You are wonderful. And, God, even though sometimes we may get up in our head with our little feeble thinking, Lord, we thank you for correction. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us. Lord, we thank you for standing by us no matter what, through our relationships, through our marriages, through our financial up and downs, through our career up and downs, from school to kids, everything. All these worldly things are trying to protect us, come against us. Lord, thank you for putting a hedge of protection around us, God. We just give it all to you today, Lord, because it's all for you. It's all for you, God. You get the glory. And that's how we got the victory on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love God. I love God with all my heart and soul, no matter where We are in life, you guys. God is always with us. So we want y'all to call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Of course, y'all know how we do it on Spiritual Feeding. Have your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles, because, of course, we're going to be coming out of the Bible and from the Word of God and Scriptures and as we talk about it, because we do not want to get puffed up in ourselves and be saying our own thing. Now, of course, on Spiritual Feedings, we keep it real. It's real people with real topics and real information, so we're definitely going to be putting it out there, and we're definitely going to be going to the guidelines to get some love. So let's go ahead and go to the guidelines and get some love right now. But before we bring anybody in, we need some background music, right? We need some testify. I like music. I always love music. So there it is. Let's go into it. Where we at? 253-468. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. Bless us today. A minute. 253-468. Can you hear us? Okay. We're going to come back to you. Let's go ahead and get on this topic here. All right. So, up in my head and out of his grace, there's so many things that can distract us from the Word of God. So many things that can try to distract us from worshiping the Lord and reading the Word. The Word is the manual. The Word is, I'm going to say this, the Word is the manual for life.
Amen.
How to navigate through life. It tells you what's going to come against you. It tells you that you're going to get some favor. It tells you everything that you need to know about living on this earth and in your afterlife. Because I think a lot of people are caught up with death right now.
Right now.
What's going on right now for me? When I'm feeling right, oh my God, my mate is coming against me, my coworker is coming against me, my family is coming against me. I ain't got time to read the Word because I'm feeling some type of way. I'm hurting. And right now, you know, because there's nobody around me and that I can't see them in the physical, I want to get caught up in my head and start isolating. Somebody dropped the phone when I said that. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to be around no people. And the devil will try to come in and discourage you from going to your own church or visiting other churches. There is nothing wrong with visiting other churches and fellowshipping with other churches. I don't know what it became like this so-called gospel, spiritual game, religion game. Well, you don't go to that church. You don't want to be around them people. Do not let people get in your head and you get up in your own head and you don't want to go to your church or either go to visit other churches. It happens so commonly. You always want to have the Word of God in you, whether you at your church or visiting somewhere else or reading the Word and having that special time with you and God. We get up in our head and we let doubt distract us. We talked about doubt before. Me and Kim talked about doubt and how it can hold you from your purpose.
Absolutely.
It can hold you from your purpose. One of the questions that we need to be asking ourselves is, how do I know that I'm growing as a Christian? Any church that you go to, or anywhere you go to your church home, you growing as a woman or a man of God in Christ, a son or a daughter of Christ, and that you want to know if you're growing as a Christian, you need to ask yourself a couple of things. I thank you, Lord, for blessing me. 8 signs of Christian growth. And here's the first one, and then I'm going to throw it over to you, Lady Survivor, because I know you got some food on the table. You got some of that miracle macaroni you want to share. I see it over there. It looks real good. Now, how do I know if I'm growing as a Christian? One of the first things is, the first signs is, I'm becoming more loving and less selfish. Loving unconditionally and loving sacrificially. That's one sign to know if you're growing as a Christian. Am I really being spiritually fit? Am I really getting this in me? Am I just getting caught up in my own head? So one sign of knowing if you're growing as a Christian, as a woman of God, as a man of God, I'm becoming more loving and less selfish. I'm loving unconditionally. I'm loving sacrificially. And John, you want to go to John 15:12 as well, like I told you guys, to get your Bible out. And we're going to go ahead and go to that word right now. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead and get into it right now. Get some Bibles out. Yeah, some of y'all need to put some more food. No, just put some more food on your plate. Go ahead and get your Bible and put some more food on that, because we're going to go ahead and go to John 15:12. And also, don't be embarrassed if it takes you a little while to get the scriptures.
Amen, because I'm going to tell you, I've been in church. I'm like that, too. I have to write mine down. 15:12, and I'll do it in a heartbeat. I will. I ain't ashamed. The Lord has me.
I used to feel that way in church, too. Like, man, I can't get to the scriptures as fast as, you know, everybody else. And you know what? My pastor, big shout out to Pastor Muir over there in Newark, New Jersey, at St. Luke's Baptist Church. He said, you don't have to worry about getting to the scriptures as fast as everybody else. You're still growing. He said, that's for those who are seasoned, who read the word.
Well, you have a lot of them that get to the scripture and still don't understand what they were looking at.
Yeah, I've been there too. I felt that way too. That I read the scripture and didn't know what it was talking about. What's our scripture in this one? Let's go to 1 John 5:1. Scratch that. Let's go to 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, that is begotten unto him. And let's go to 2. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
I love that. Amen to that. And that goes right back to what I was saying. I know that I'm growing as a Christian, and I'm becoming more loving and less selfish. I'm loving unconditionally, and I'm loving sacrificially. And I'm going to throw it over to you, Lady Survivor.
Well, you know, I love this topic tonight because really up in my head and out of his grace, that is just, to me, it's just so powerful. Because, you know, we can have it up in our head. And, you know, in our head, we can have a lot of things going on. There's so many things going on in our mind. And we can be so far out of grace. We can say so easily that we love the Lord. And in order to really love God, Jesus, and have the Holy Spirit in you, you have to stay in the Word. And I'm going to Philippians in 4, where it says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Now, did you hear what I just said? You have to, in order to get peace of mind and not have someone to control what you're thinking or what you're doing, you have to give everything over to Christ and not just say it in your head. Not just have it up in your head. You can have anything. You can have a whole bunch of garbage up in your head. God knows when he has your heart. He knows when you have your heart. You know, first of all, I just have a couple of questions. As a Christian, there are a couple of things that you need to do. You need to love, forgive, be unique, worthy, made complete, blessed, cleansed, chosen, definitely God's child, spirit-filled, victorious, a disciple, disciplined, salt and light. Salt and light. Look that up. Understand it. Heal, free. Oh, my goodness. You have to heal and be free in order to be a servant for God. A temple. Your body is your temple. Be called, rekindled, holy, and blameless. Shelter, held, strong, guarded, You have to be guarded. You have to be guarded. Powerful, transform and conquer, and be a conqueror. You have to have all that in order to fight what's going on in this world. This world we're living on, this world that we're living in, is not where, this is not our home. We're
nope.
just here. This is not our home. Oh, when I go home, oh, Lord, I just, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck is just standing up when I think about my home. This is not my home. My home is beautiful where I'm going at. I trust in the Lord. I give myself away to the Lord. I am a servant. Whatever the Lord asks me to do, I do. We have a lot of people that say, oh, I'm not going to the church because this person is doing this or this person is doing that. But if the Lord don't remove you from that church, and you have to be connected with the Lord in order for him to remove you from a church. Now, if you're under a pastor and you know that you're looking at the Word of God and he tells you to turn to Philippians and the scripture I just read you, and he's saying something else, and you're looking up at him and you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, this is every Sunday thing. He stopped reading what the Word says. Then that's a sign from God saying it's time for you to get up and move. You have to know when the signs are coming, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. But if you're so caught up in the drama in the church, and I don't care what church you go to, don't run. There's going to be drama there because the flesh is in there. Understand that. But when the Lord removes you from a church, then you pray about it. The Lord will direct you to another church. But don't think that you're not going to have problems there. You just have to go in there brand new. You have to go in there and you're good.
I think it's bottom line, wherever you go, you take you. You take you
That's
wherever
right.
you go. And we're going to pass
right.
the praise on the left-hand side. We're going to pass
praise
on the
left-hand
side. We're going to pass it to Mike Mitch. Mike Mitch is live in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Mike,
yeah.
in the building.
What's happening, man? I'm sorry if I'm tardy for the party, man, you know. But I'm here. I'm here. God has made a way. So I'm here
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
What's happening?
You already
I hear what
know.
Y'all talking about, man. I see you. Y'all got it going on in here. It's popping. Now you survive. What up? Dina Mary Kay, what's happening?
What's going on, Mike? We here trying to worship
man.
With the Lord.
I
yes,
that,
we got with your feet and rocking. We got that whole table. We seen you came in. You brought some blessed biscuits. I definitely want some of them blessed biscuits that you got my feet. Oh, man.
When you sent me the title,
when
you sent me the title, I was like, oh, that's dope. Just that by itself is dope. up in your head, out of his grace. It's crazy. Like, a lot of people, yeah, like you said, Liz, you get all puffed up in your own mind, like, this is what I'm doing for God, and all the while, you're not even consulting with him, you know what I'm saying? You forget to pray, you forget to read, you forget to do all these things, and you're so zealous, and you're so happy and so excited to do certain things and forget to reverence him, and that's where you end up being out of his grace, because you're no longer consulting with him. You in your own space out of his grace. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we definitely need to get back to the things of him and concerning him. Like, hey, Lord, I'm here. What do you want me to do? Instead of this one for you today, Lord. Watch me. You know what I'm saying? We need to just consult with him and make sure that we're doing what he wants us to do and make sure we're standing in our calling and in our, you know, standing in our lane.
That's right.
And we have to ask God, too, when you get frustrated, because you're going to get frustrated on your spiritual journey. But, and, you know, those who just tuning in to Spiritual Feeding, you're now live with Eva Ebony B, Kimberly Ram, a.k.a. Lady Survivor, is in the house. Mike Mitch is in the house. We got the Spiritual Feeding. The buffet is here. Y'all see all this good, blessed food that God has blessed us with today. And the topic we're talking about is up in my head and out of his grace. So many times we can get up in our head and get so puffed up in our head, a.k.a. brand new, that God takes the back burner for
Amen.
Everything that has presented and blessed us with. But when things happen, let's go to the house of God. Let's go to the church before we start talking about finances and emotional. We're going to take this one step at a time. You went to the fun day, you got the first plate. First, we got to eat this food, let it digest, and then we go back and get the second plate, then we go back and get dessert. Now, talking about church, there's going to be some things in the church that you do not agree with. And there's going to be some things that you do that the church that don't do not agree with. But
amen.
Yeah, but there is no reason to start some type of battle. There's no reason to start going and say, oh, the pastor got a big head. He big on himself. He acting like he better than everybody else because he don't drink, don't smoke, so what? That's why the field don't show him no love. No, let's not go through that. Let's not go and start bashing. And big shout out to my pastor, Pastor Donald Shorter over at Pacific Christian Center. He taught me three things. He said three things. You don't talk bad about the pastor and anybody else's pastor. You pay your tithes and offering, and you show up to the church when the church happens in. Do we that all the time? No, but we are trying to grow as Christians. We're growing as Christians, you guys. So when something happens in the church that you disagree with, you should be able to voice your opinion. You don't go and start talking to everybody else about it. I have made that mistake. I have went to somebody else and talking about something that's going inside my church rather than going to my pastor, my first lady, and my spiritual leaders. The person I was talking to really didn't have anything to do with the church. You couldn't do anything for it, no way. So you take it to your leaders. You take it to them and say, hey, I need to sit down with you guys to let you know that this right here makes me feel uncomfortable, and I don't understand why this is so. Me, I'm a person that cares about the members of the church. I care about the members. Now, if it was not for the members, there would be no church. And before this church was built, these four walls, you know, before it was, there was church in many different areas before it was inside a building. I just look at the church as a building. I'm not trying to disrespect it. I just look at it as just a building. But when something is going on that you disagree with, you do not have to be intimidated or afraid to go to your spiritual leader and say, hey, I'm dealing with this, because 9 times out of 10 they can be able to help you with those feelings and with those things that's going on in the inside of you through the word of God.
And you have to understand, not to cut you off, Diva, but when Diva is speaking about your spiritual leaders, she is speaking about God's spiritual leaders. And you have to have a discerning spirit to understand when you're sitting under the right shepherd. Now, you have to have that discerning spirit. Definitely have to stay in the word of God, because the type of pastor she's talking about is someone, I always say this, and I talk to Diva about this all the time. There are people that are chosen by God to be shepherds, and that's their purpose. That's their ministry. And there are people that choose that lifestyle. So you have to say the word of God and keep your discerning up, because we are all born with a purpose and a ministry. And something that I like what you said, Mike, that I want to go back to, you know, the reason a lot of times, and I'm not talking, we're talking about the pastors that God has made shepherds. We're not talking about the ones right now that, you know, just decide, okay, one day I woke up, I want to be a pastor. Okay. Understand this. I totally agree with you, Mike, when you stated this. I just wanted to say this, and thank you for saying it. The reason why a lot of churches that are good churches with good shepherds, with a 10 good God shepherds down, that God has chosen, is because people do not know how to stay in their lane. Let me break it down to you in a scripture way.
Mm-hmm.
You are born with a purpose.
Amen.
You have a ministry. If you know your purpose and know what your ministry is, there will be no bickering inside the church, because you'll be too busy. You'll be too busy doing what God has asked you to do to be in somebody else's lane. And that's the problem. Everybody wants to be in charge. Everybody can't be in charge. God works in decent order. When things are out of order in church, that's not God's way. Somebody needs to stop and say, hold it. Like back in the Western times, go into the middle of the dirt road, hold it. In the name of Jesus. Don't have your guns out. Have the Bible out. And at the Western time, like, hold it. I got the word.
Right, because God come in and set it up. Yeah, he'll come in and get it in order.
That's why he'll get him in order. And you know what he also said, and that's hearing yourself, and, you know, because, see, people need to respect when you're in God's house, that's God's house. You know, but you have to know. You have to know what you know, And the only way that you're going to know what you know, if you know the word. Because, first of all, if you don't know the word, I don't care if you're under your shepherd. And that's who God sent. You're not going to be able to discern if that's God's, if that's God's shepherd, or if that's someone that shows that life, if you're not into the word.
True.
You got to be careful.
And that's why reading and studying. And that's why reading and studying and meditating on it, getting the word for yourself and having that personal time with God.
Exactly.
Don't think that, because that's what used to happen to me. I used to be like, well, how can I know the word and understand the word when I'm out here sinning, when I'm out here doing what God want me to do? That's another D. That's doubt. That's a distraction.
Right.
Don't do that. I'm really getting into the NIV, the New International Version, and it's really helping me out a lot, because a lot of times I couldn't understand it, but of course I went to Barnes & Noble and got a Women's of Color Devotional Bible, and even got the NIV. I just upgraded to the NIV to be able to break it down in layman's terms.
Right.
I mean, because I did not speak the language that they spoke back in biblical time. I speak the language that I speak now in the current century. But you cannot address the issue or talk about an issue with a pastor or any spiritual leader that knows the word, because all y'all going to be doing is having a scripture battle.
Right.
There you go.
It's like a scripture battle. Y'all be having a scripture battle.
And let me explain something to you. If you go to your pastor and you are sitting there with your shepherd, and now keep in mind that he's your shepherd, that's his purpose. That's his ministry. His ministry, and then he has a purpose to lead his flock, okay? And you go and sit in his office and you're having a battle with him, then you better back up a little bit, because you know what? He was not appointed by God. Because a shepherd is not going to go back and forth with you, number one. He's not going to do it. He's going to tell you, he's going to go to the word, and he's going to keep saying to you, wait a minute, Lady Savile, I ain't going back and forth with you, because I know what the word says, and he's going to pull out the word. You can't argue with the word. He already shows you this in the word. So if the pastor, what the pastor will do, we're going to cut this conversation, we're going to pray, because I can't go back and forth with you, man. Lady Savile, I can't do it. I'm not going to go back and forth. That's what a shepherd does. But if you got someone that's going back and forth with you, and you're not going to tell me, hold it. That's when you got to go back to the Western time. Pull out the dirt, the dust, I'm flown. I'm telling you, when it comes down to the word, I don't budge. I don't budge. It is what it is. And that's my Bible. And I talked to Diva. I'm going to do a little testimony, and she knows that what I've been going through. Because I have been chosen, and I don't know why I've been chosen, because I am not worthy to be chosen, to be given such a, I'm so honored that God chose me for this, to bring awareness to child abuse. But with that, he has given me my ministry, and my ministry is to bring, and using me as a vessel, and my purpose is to bring awareness to child abuse. But with that, I am being attacked. Well, let me rephrase this, which is so comical. People really think they're attacking me. They're not attacking me, and that's what they need to learn in church. When God gives you a ministry and you're using you as a vessel and you're doing your purpose, they're not attacking you. So don't get offended. They're attacking God, because God has given it to you. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I definitely agree with you. I definitely want Mike Mitch to jump in on this, but I just want to say this scripture right here, because you're right. You're going to get attacked. You are going to get attacked, and they're going to attack you. They're going to attack God as well. But when God gives you got to stay on it, and this is what helps me when I feel like people are attacking me and they attacking my purpose. All they doing is trying to attack God, but I'm a soldier.
a warrior for God. Ephesians chapter 4:26. Get them plates out. We eating. Let's go. Who hungry?
What's the Ephesians? What again, Diva?
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26.
Amen.
Amen. Be angry, and yet do not sin.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Be angry, and yet do not sin.
Mm.
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me? Ephesians 4, chapter 4, 26 says, be angry. Telling you it's all right, get mad. Go ahead and drink you a little bit
right.
of mad milk. You may
right.
want to drink you a gallon of mad milk. It all depends on the situation. But, and yet, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
keep you. Reading
hey,
us.
You got to keep reading that, though, David. You got to read the next one.
Well, read it for me. I'm going to pass the praise on the left-hand side to Mike.
Mike,
throw it up.
Then it says here, do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. He said, do not give the devil a foothold. You know, see that the sin is not when you're angry. And people think when you're a believer and you're a Christian, this and the other, you cannot be angry. Come on. It's such thing as righteous anger. You know what I'm saying? If I'm mad for the right reasons, that's okay.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? But it says in my anger, do not sin. So if I'm angry, I'm not going to go kill the person I may be mad at. Or I'm not going to go and, you know, steal from the person that probably stole from me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm angry. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take it to God and let him deal with it. Because it said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So, you know, if you're stealing from me, you're really stealing from God because I'm his. And
yes.
Everything he gave me, and I own everything I'm a good steward over everything he gave me. So, you know, it's like you steal from me, you steal from him. And he's going to deal with that. So, but
that's
I'm
right.
angry, though. I'm mad. So I'm going to him, Lord, now you know. I work hard for this. You bless me with this, that, and the other. I can't believe this person would do this. I am
Hallelujah.
Upset. You know what I'm saying? But I give it to you. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So I'm not going, you know, I can't say, I can't pray for something and then go and try to handle it myself. The Heavenly Father, okay, thank you. Amen. Now, where's she at? Let me go tell her what I'm about to do with her. You know what I'm saying? That's not how God works, man. You know, if you're going to do it, then don't give it to him. You know, so if you don't give it to him, let it go. Let it go, and you continue praising him. You know what I'm saying? Praise him in advance. Praise him for what he's about to do, what he's already done, and what he's continues to do for us every day. You know what I'm saying? Which
Amen.
Is so is that grace that we most likely do not deserve.
Hey,
because
I know
Amen.
I'm not worthy.
Amen.
I ain't even tell no lies.
Amen. I like this.
Yeah.
I like what you said, Mike Mitch. It's crystal clear. And for those who are tuning on the line, y'all press the one button and put something on this buffet table. We glad that y'all listening. Big shout out to Queen Team Promo. Big shout out to Jeremiah. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in all over the world, man. We are in this world, but we are not of it. Know that.
Say it.
Know that. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to hit y'all with a new track by Black Crown Ministries, and we gonna come when we come back, we're going to dive right back into this thing. Mike Mitch is going to open up the show when we get back and let y'all know what it is, the spiritual feeding. You're now tuned in live. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a believer to tell a believer that we live.
Yeah. Come on. Black Crown. Let's get it. Time to bring it.
Talk about the women that I did it, how I stacked up. Talk about the candy on the whip and how keep you blinded by the things you want. And say your life is worthless cause you never know a road. Take the time to really think, bro. That's like saying that your body can't compare to clothes. If you never wanna hear me, that's okay, bro. But what does it profit you to gain the world and lose your soul? Don't lose your soul trying to chase these things. That money, them calls, that house, that bling. It's all gonna pass, that's a guarantee. You should seek that God, that joy, that peace.
Now we're in this world.
Make it all understandable. Beat my chest like an animal. Cause his blood is sustainable. When his love is unfadable. When I love. When they talk about the money and women and drug dealing and how that is love winning. But when it comes on falling, that wonderful garden. And then when it comes on rising, the streets of the scars in the light. Pittsburgh, they're coming to steal lure. But you're able to keep serve. I came with a curse. And the sin that you purge, you came with a curse. Just call me a kicker. Kicks into the curb. The shine I be having, I don't fall in the earth like my curse like Frank.
Don't lose your soul trying to chase these things. That money, them calls, that house, that bling. It's all gon' pass, that's a guarantee. You should seek that God, that joy, that peace.
Now we're in this world.
Girl Diva Ebony B, are you now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding with Miss Lady Survivor, aka Kimberly Ram, and Mike Miss Survivor in the Builders. Y'all already know how we get now. We are in this world, but we are not of it. Life is life. Just worry. Keep your eyes on Christ. Just keep your eyes on Christ. Mike, you some past praise on over the years. My spirit is
Mike.
Fire right
now. I hope y'all still got y'all books, your place open to Ephesians chapter 2. Man, I think this here is perfect for tonight's topic of the show. Man, I'm going to just go ahead. If y'all just bear with me real quick, I'm going to start at chapter 2. And I'll just go from 1 to 10. Speaks
volume.
Wait a minute,
Mike. Slow it down, because you know some people can't get to it. When you get to it,
when you get there, say amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Go ahead with it.
All right, Ephesians chapter 2, man, it says here, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live with when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions.
It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Wow.
Amen. I mean,
like that just
speaks
for itself.
This is what I'm talking about. When you go into the pastor's office and you want to ask him a whole bunch of questions and he's debating with you and he don't never open up that Bible, you better back up. You better back up. He wasn't chosen by God because you can't fight what Mike has read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that makes you want to be like, okay, you know what, let me step out of myself, because this here, I need to stay in God's grace.
I'm reading this.
It's right there. I mean, because we all were dead in our transgressions. We all were, you know, pretty much the result of death, you know what I'm saying, and But because of Jesus, you know what I'm saying, we are now saved by grace. You know what I'm saying? But it's not from what we did. We couldn't earn that. You know, it's by his love, his mercy, his grace. You know, he wants to reconcile with us.
And Mike, you know what? We're so ungrateful. You and I both, and Diva, we're so ungrateful.
We're taking it for granted, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, I know where I could be at. I know what could happen to me. Diva know what has been happening to me for the past couple of days. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I know that God has grace and mercy on me. You understand? And I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. So when people, I'm getting hoarse because I'm getting excited, Jesus. You hear me, Lord? You hear me, Lord? I'm clearing my voice up, Lord. But I'm going to tell you, Mike, when people try to attack you, that's what I say, stay in your lane. When people try to attack you, the only way they're able to attack you, because you're so busy, caught up in the foolishness, that you're not trying to hear the word to get your purpose so you can be in your lane.
Right.
Can't nobody attack you once you have your purpose. They can try, but they're not attacking you. They're attacking Christ. And Christ is going to take care of it.
Yeah. Can't nobody stop you from progressing but you. You allow people to get into your mix. You allow people to get into your purpose.
Yeah.
You allow people to get into your life. You allow people to get into your business. Can't nobody just come in my home without me unlocking the door, unless they have some kind of special key or they broke the window to get up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my spiritual home is so guarded. Yeah, I have to let you in.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
you can't let everybody into your purpose. If you can't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, you definitely can't let nobody else know, you know, with your purpose and your plans and, you know, your dreams and your aspirations, because they might be praying, trying to pray against you. But can nobody stop what God has for you?
And that's
like that's what happened with Joseph. You know, God had revealed to him in his dreams that he was going to be a king, and he got excited about it. Joseph got up in his head, too, like, yo, it's going now, cousin. I'm going
to
be king.
I'm about to be the man. Stepping with the big dogs.
And he told him about it. Of course, his brothers got jealous, got some mad milk, end up, you know, they all formed against him in 2-5-3-2-8-2, I'm about to get to you. But, they was like, we can't let this happen. They sold him smooth off of slavery. But what happened at the end of the day? Joseph got the victory, man. Let's go to the guidelines and get some love up in here. You're now tuned in.
Amen.
With Diva Ebony B, Lady Survivor, and Mike Mitch. Let's go ahead to 253-282. You're now live on Spiritual Fever. Feeding.
This is Jeremiah, and I am back. I want to get some love to you guys. I've been listening to you guys. This is some good stuff. You guys are ditching up. Thank you. I love you, too. No, I definitely want to give up some love to you guys. I mean, what you guys are saying is completely good. I mean, I'm sitting here cleaning up and listening at the same time. This is some good stuff coming out. But I want to chime in at this point where you were talking about your house, because it's so vital to look at it that way, because I was told in a meeting when I had with the elders of the church, we were kind of talking, and they were telling me about how, like, you have your friends, and sometimes, you know, what you think is your friend really isn't your friend, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
they're tearing in, and they're ripping things out from under you, and you don't see
mm-hmm.
it because you think it's your friend. And so they were telling me, you know, an easier way to look at it is, you know, your body is the house of God. You know, you're a temple.
Mm-hmm.
So in your house, you have your foyer where everyone's welcome to come in and kind of see the front of you, go, hey, how you doing, here's a hug, have a great day. And then you've got your living room where, you know, hey, we meet, we have coffee every once in a while here and there, you know, it's a big thing. And then you have your kitchen where that's your most intimate place. That's where you and God meet. That's where anybody can come in and eat with you. You know, you don't just let anybody come in your house into your kitchen. And so it was like that really opened up my eyes. So, like, you know, that is so huge. My bedroom, my kitchen, those are places not anyone can just walk into. That's my domain.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Jermaine.
Exactly. And you keep those guarded. You see somebody going past that hallway. Where are you going?
Come back.
Right.
And I'm a true believer. Y'all might not believe. I'm a true believer in bad spirits, because they can bring bad energy in your home. And you can
mm-hmm.
invite people. You can invite people and have, like, a Bible study meeting in your home, and they
uh-huh.
invite their friends, and they all coming in, and we're all sitting around worshiping, and they looking. Everybody don't have the good, right spirit for you. They're going to be praying,
right.
Oh, look, she thinks she all that. She has this. I'm going to pray that she get. You know what I do when they leave? I get started. In the name of Jesus. Bless
yep,
my
bless
house. In the
right.
name of Jesus.
Drive out every bad spirit.
I opened my front door. I said, all of you, be gone. Be gone.
Yep, get out.
In the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because you know the devils and the demons, they scatter when you say that. Be gone.
Right.
And then I close my door and I go upstairs. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because everybody is
Amen.
Not your friend. Be friends
right.
with the Lord.
You have to be very, very careful who you
mm-hmm.
invite into your house, who you tell
mm-hmm.
about your purpose, when and who
right.
you're talking to about what you and God talked about in your own
some
personal
things belong
life.
Secret. Mm-hmm.
Even your family.
Tell nobody. Don't go and say nothing. It's like, if God didn't say go, and we hear him, because we hear him talking to us all the time when we're doing good and when we're doing something we know we ain't supposed to do. If God did not say to you, look, I want you to go out, witness, and tell people about this, this most likely is for you to keep and to God, if God wants you to reveal it. But when you inviting people in your home, and of course, growing as a Christian, you know, we know that we want to be loving. We want to witness the unsaved. You know, we want to help and coach new Christians that's coming into Christ. 2 Timothy 4:5 tells us that. But we have to be very close about not only who we invite into our house, but also who house we go into. Don't get caught up in your head and just go there and visit the place one time and say, oh, you only been there one time, and say, oh, they got it cracking up in here. You know, they invited me in their home, they fed me, you know, the music is good and everything. Do not get caught up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
mm-hmm.
investigate. You are not,
mm-hmm.
you. First of all, we not God, so it ain't going to happen in 3 days, you dig? It's not going to
mm-hmm.
happen. So you got to investigate. Now, not only do you have to be very concerned and be aware about who you inviting into your house, be very clear who house you going into, because you can
That's
take something
right.
back out of their house and bring
That's
it
right.
into your house.
And
they
wonder why your kids
are
acting crazy.
Right. Why your kids acting crazy? Because that child
yeah.
that was bouncing up and down on you and playing with you, that's a child in spirit. That's on you. So you taking it back.
I don't know what happened to that boy.
I'm telling you what happened. You didn't wait on
to
that child.
and they done been wilding out and acting out. Now you coming up in there as the Christian, you coming up in there as the peacemaker, you coming up in there letting them know about God. And if they got some evilness and some demons going on, you know what I'm saying? It's just like it's like Busta Rhymes said it on In the Ghetto. If you ain't from the hood, don't come to the hood. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't eat the same food, I'm not gonna have you sitting down at my table if me and you do not eat the same food. Cause most likely when I ain't looking and I'm going over there to get some of those blessed fake things or those or that miracle mashed potatoes, you putting some poison in my Kool-Aid. You dig?
That's right. You know that's right.
Funny.
You're
you
right.
Put, you got that little what is it, the Cinderella story where she put the little thing in the apple, the poison apple.
Are you talking about that little thing, Snow White?
Yeah, Snow White. Thank you. They poison here.
I'm in Snow White because you know they ain't do the Princess Frog right. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Princess Frog, Cinderella, none of them turn into an animal. Don't get me started, deep. I hear you, Lord. I won't get started, Lord, but you know we can talk about that later.
That's right. Look, I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to crack the whip. God is right over there. Look, he already knows what it is.
He had him in the back with the whip saying that. You know they got nothing to do with scripture.
Don't make God snap you up out your weed, bro. Don't make him snap you back on the
track. Well, you know I pay a lot of money for my weed. And you know I do. You better not do it. Let me tell you something. When people say that Christians can't have fun, God is, you know, he created so many different things. And people kill me when they say, well, you know, Christians think they're all this. They don't do this. We dance. We laugh. We crack jokes on each other. It's all
yeah,
right. As long as we, come on now. We God created us in his image. He made some
right.
beautiful things. He made some beautiful things. I thought it was really funny that, you know, that that Eve and them came with some leaves of the cross. Of, you know, he has a good sense of humor. Have anything ever happened in your life and you say to yourself, God, you have a good sense of humor. Now, you know I never did. I never liked that person. And now for some reason I got to help this person out. You're real funny.
I'm so glad that you said that, Lady Survivor. I'm so glad that you said that. I'm so glad that you said that because as Christians, we are supposed to be controlling our tongue, young tongue. And it says it, are you avoiding evil association, gossiping, judging, and slanderous criticism of others? You know, are you only using your tongue to bless and speak well of others? It's some people that you do not like, let alone cannot stand. It's some people that hurt you. They done hurt you. They done lied. You've been lied on. You've been cheated. You've been talked about, misleaded. You've been buked, stoned, talked about all day long. I'd have been up. I'd have been down. I'd have been almost to the ground. But as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I have to learn to control. I had to learn to control my tongue. And if y'all take a look at the shows in the past, maybe like a year and a half ago, y'all were like, Diva Avenue B was off the chain, and I was going to take them down. But God said, nah, don't take them shows down. You need to keep those on there so when they listen to the shows previously, they can see the growth, and it was through the glory of me.
Amen. Amen.
I controlled your tongue.
That's right.
And that's why it's very important because I think we get so hurt as a people, so we get caught up in our head and say, you know what, I had a wall right here. Now I'm going to put up another wood wall, a cement wall, and I'm going to put walls all around me. Matter of fact, I'm going to just be in my own space. But look, listen to what I'm saying. You got four concrete walls behind you. How you growing? Where you going?
Amen.
I use you. Are you? Oh, you just a tool in the box. You're not going nowhere. Because you caught up in your head because of what somebody else did to you. If you take a look at what they did to Jesus, he walked to his death. He crawled and bled, and they spit on him, and they killed him. Jesus, dirty. And he knew where he was going. He still kept going for us.
But you know what I don't understand that when that's something that he said, David, which is so perfect because, you know, God put his only son up there on the cross for our sins. What makes you think that he would not put you in a situation when you are born, he already knows what your life is going to be about. You understand? Oh. Or what you want to go through. Because if you have been raped, because if you've been on drugs, he already knows that he's going to put you there. Because you are born with a testimony. If you are living and breathing on this earth, you have a testimony. So when people start saying, oh, my goodness, girl, I heard this, such and such about you. You know what I tell them? Oh, really? Can we do this? What is your testimony? Oh, I don't have no testimony. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you're living and breathing, you have a testimony. So what is your testimony? I'm going to give you five seconds to give it to me because it only takes 5 seconds to give me your testimony. Oh, I don't know what it is. Well, get back to me when you get your testimony together, and then we can switch testimony. You can read mine while I'm reading yours. That's what I tell you. Because you got to really stop people in their tracks. And that's why you have to stay in the Word of God. And I had just been really trying to fight not to even discuss this, but unfortunately, I'm going there. And I need to go there because Jeremiah is on his phone. And this is why I have to share this. Because, you know, do you even know for the past couple of days that I've been going through some trial? Well, I haven't. I'm going to rephrase that. The Lord, they have been attacking the Lord, not me, because I'm just a vessel. My family is pretty upset because I am putting the word out about, you know, what happened to me when I was younger, how I was abused. And they went out and told everyone that I lied, it never happened, all these things that I'm talking about never happened. They trashed my name. That's what they call themselves doing, trashing my name. They didn't trash my name. What they failed to realize, they thought they was getting to me. But they can't touch me because this is a ministry. This is a purpose. And as long as this is a ministry and a purpose from God, you're not touching me. You're going against God. You don't realize it. So that power that you think you're shooting to me is really shooting to God because I'm just a vessel. So you can't touch me. So when you speak the truth about something, a true Christian will be able to deal with it. True Christian will be able to deal with it. But those other ones, you have to keep them out your home. I'm very particular about who comes in my home. When people say things about me, I really don't care what they think or say about me, to be honest.
Right.
Because I know who I am. I know my self-worth. God loves me when nobody else loves me. God never fails me. He never talks about me. He always gives me good. He always does good by me. When people say to me, how you got that car? I said, because I was obedient and God gave it to me.
Because I asked for it. I asked God for it, and he gave it to me.
Just pray about it, and it's yours. Just pray about it, and it's yours. No, you ain't getting it done. You ain't got to pray about it. No, you have to do a heck of a lot more than that. If it was that easy, then everybody would pray. I wish I got that man a million.
Right? Can I get that $400 million?
That just reminded me I got to check my ticket.
You didn't win. Somebody in Baltimore won. Let it go.
I got this
late survivor
ticket. I got to check my ticket. Yup. I played it right on Friday. I got to check my ticket.
Man. You know what? I always wonder, Mike. Are we supposed to be playing a lottery? And I'm sorry. Are we supposed to be playing a lottery? Because we're supposed to have trust and faith in the Lord.
Right. I heard no, but I haven't found no scripture for it.
It's not in the Word?
I haven't found one.
Okay, it says, have trust and faith in the Lord, and you will be blessed. Read the Word, study the Word, right?
True that.
Okay.
True that.
So what I'm saying to you, so, in other words, when we're going to play the lottery, and with that saying that, I'm not saying you, Diva. Yeah, I am saying you, because you had a design to take it. Let me get you. Because I saw that $500. I went to Mike. I went
that
was disobedient. Because the bottom line is, if I trusted in him, I would not have ran to that lottery stand, gave that man at the gave that man at 7-Eleven, and also got Krispy Kreme's donut when I knew I shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? And paid for my ticket and a Krispy Kreme's donut, knowing that I'm a Christian. Come on now.
Well, you know what? I do agree with you.
I'm trying to figure this out, because I played 20, I bought 20 tickets, right? But I know I'm supposed to trust in God and all that, because that's what I do. Now, then you get some people that had to quit their jobs, you know, and say that God told them to stop working. But now they're living, they're going, become beggars, and they're living from house to house, and, you know, sleeping on people's couches, and, you know, I believe that if God is guiding, he's definitely going to provide, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, I don't know, but I guess when it comes to the lotto part, I guess it could be, because that's like a chance game, you know? So I guess it's not really like, you can't really put the two with working together.
Because
man don't work, man don't eat. You know, you can't really say I'm not gonna work because I trust God. You know what I mean?
Right.
I definitely agree with what you're saying, but one thing about me is I believe in God before I played it, and I believe in God after it if I don't
hit.
If God wants me to hit the mega million, then I'm going to hit the mega million. I'm gonna put myself in a position.
Man.
God gave me them dollars to go play them mega millions. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
I say hallelujah.
I want all listeners to know that Mike, did you play the lottery?
I did.
Diva, did you play the lottery?
I'm going to play it again, too. Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah, did you play the lottery?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, I did too. I want all listeners to know that the Lord said trust in him, and we were all going, we're busted. We're going to say we're sorry. Okay, I'm going to tell you this much. We're going to play the lottery again. We know we said.
Well, let me tell you that God said, I want you to have an abundant life. Abundant.
And he said
He said,
if you acknowledge me, walk in my path, he said, I will cause men to give into your bosoms. You know what I'm saying? I will have it pressed down, shaken together, and running over. You know, you won't have room enough to contain to even hold it. You know, so he did say, I'll make that happen for you. I don't know. It's, you know, God made it the way for me to hit them numbers.
That's right, and I'm going to keep playing them. I'm not just taking like, oh, my, I got paid, and, oh, you know, I took care of my business, and I'm going to play it faithfully every Friday and Tuesday. No, I play it when I can, when God bless me with some extra funds after I just took care of everything and paid my tithes and offering, did what I needed to do.
Then
I'll go and shove out some $6, because I remember when I couldn't scratch up 6 cents. Y'all better holler at us, man. Let's go to the hotline and get some more love.
And didn't pay your tithes, shame.
Yeah, let's go to the hotline to get some more love, man. You now tune in live to Spiritual Feeding. It's your girl, Ebony B, Diva Ebony B. Mike Mitch is here. Jeremiah is here. Lady Survivor is here, keeping the order up in here. Let's go right here. 862-755. You're now live on Spiritual Feeding. You hungry?
Come on, you know, I just ate some chicken and rice. But
it is very hungry. Rock of Lock is here, man. Welcome to the show, Rock of Lock. We always love when you coming through, of course, the Spiritual Feeding. And we talking about up in our heads and out of his grace. We get all up in our heads. We were just talking about the lottery, and Lady Survivor was keeping the order, saying that, you know, God said trust in him in all things, and he will take care of it for us. And, you know, Lady Survivor always go by the word of God. It's always
order, and she is correct on that. But like I said, I believe God before I played those numbers, and I believe after it. And, you know, it was definitely
well,
right
it's
about
not
that.
About
but I'm
believe.
Not trying
it's
to get
about,
up.
Right, it's not about Diva.
That's
stop it. You're going to get it. I'm going to get you. Michael, not going to be on Diva Mary Kay show sitting up here acting up. Now, we all busted, okay? We're all busted because our play team, the devil put that $540 million up there to have all the Christians, all the non-believers.
I didn't even know it was $40 million.
Hey, we can't get
$40
the devil credit, though.
No,
we can't get the devil credit for what we did.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was
$40 million.
I just went and played it, but go ahead, Roger Block.
Oh yeah, it was $40 million.
Hey, big shout out to Lady Survivor, aka Beyonce and them. No, I'm just kidding. But no, you know, when it comes to the lottery, man, you know, that's for it's $12 million now, so that's still good money, you know what I mean? $650 would have been nice, but 12 is even better when you know when you ain't got much. But anyway,
man,
you know, God is good all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I learned the other day that you know, with the whole when we praying and then we fasting and everything, that you know, God is spiritually blessing us. You know what I mean? And He sends our helpmates, which is the women in this world, to be our social partner, you know what I mean? Because what I'm saying is God is not socially blessing us because He's a spiritual being and we are communicating to him through prayer and spirit. You know what I mean? And as we're down here being social with each other, we have to be mindful of that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to stuff like lottery, you know what I'm saying? Like lottery, that kind of stuff, that's on you, you know what I mean? God knows what He has for you, what He got, and what His plan is, you know what I mean?
Amen.
I said before on my status how when God made women, He didn't ask Adam how to make a woman. He already
mm-hmm.
knew how to make us look at, you know, what we needed in a woman, you know what I mean? Because you look out, if you go to Miami, South Beach, you know what I mean? You see all kinds of what God made for us. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, Evan, you're a beautiful woman yourself. God knows what He wants for us. He knows what He has for us. You know what I'm saying?
You definitely right like that. God made everything. God made us in His image. You know, God made us in His image. And, of course, you know, He wants us to be. Like, I like that you said that. He didn't ask Adam how to make a woman, so He don't have to ask us, you know, for permission for our purpose. We go to Him and ask Him. He is the source. He is divine.
That's
we need
right.
to go to Him and plug in
that's
to
right.
God for our spiritual feeding, for our everything and our finances and everything. And God will show you. God is showing us the way. That's why it's so important that we don't get caught up in our own head. And as I minister
mm-hmm.
to you, I minister to myself
right.
because some of these worldly things that go on, I have to be like, come on, Diva, smack yourself. Put your blinders on, like the horse in the race. They got them blinders on. I gotta keep my blinders on because as soon as I look left or I look right, I'm getting distracted from the purpose that God has for me. I need to keep
that's
my
right.
eyes on Him. Keep my eyes on the Word, not on no men, not on
no cute, glittery
shoes, not on a job, not on school,
yeah,
not on
Michael
a career.
Jackson.
Not even on Michael Jackson. You know, none of that stuff. You know, just keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes. I will lift up my eyes to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth. I gotta keep saying that to myself because it's so easy for me to get caught up in my head because I'm fighting the flesh. I'm fighting this flesh
right.
every day. Me and her fighting. We banging. Sometimes in the middle of the night, we woke up out of my sleep. This chick just smacking me up. I'm like, well, come on, girl. We going to fight then. I'm getting my Bible. I'm going to fight it down with the word. What? Boom. Hebrews. What? Proverbs. What? Bring it. I got a fighter. I got a fighter. And that chick's strong, man. That chick is strong. You know, she kind of like D-Wall.
I like
got those cookies
like
at her. I got to throw some cookies at her, like on Baby D on Friday. I got to throw some cookies at her to distract her. Yes, I do.
Cupcakes.
Good. Yeah, you know, those new cupcakes that just came out. You know you want some.
I'm gonna say this. The next time that lottery be high, I'm gonna take the Bible and I'm just gonna every time I go past a 7-Eleven or something, I'll be like, God got me. You ain't getting
just
my money.
Just put the Bible at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna just point the Bible at it and be like, no, Father, God got me. You're not getting any of my money. And go on down and go and get some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Give a KFC your money. I ain't even mad at you. You could have got you a toothpiece and a biscuit while you were taking all 7-Eleven anyway.
Yeah,
you know you need to
get
your Wild Hot Dogs Lady Survivor. You know,
I'm
let's
so
ride real fast. Let's do this real fast, y'all. Let's do this real fast. Hold on, Lady Survivor. Let's do this real fast.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let's do this real fast. We got to ride. I got to get y'all caught real fast. Let's go.
Hey,
come on.
Hey,
let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's stomp, stomp, stomp Satan out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God to love the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ. Let's rise for everybody who wanted change in their life. We stomping all on the devil, just trying to make it to heaven. I love Jesus Christ, and I know he loves me too. If you love Jesus Christ, put your hands up in the air and scream, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like a car without no motor in it, I need you, Jesus. And I'm blessed and out of favor. And my God, he is the greatest. Break curse on our generation. We rise and know it's temptation. Temptation. Yeah, that's what I said. We rise and know it's temptation. And stomping all on the devil. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Shout out to Donald Jr. He started this rise movement. Move. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's don't fade it out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ.
Hey, we rising for Jesus Christ, man. Everybody put your hands up if you sick of living in sin, sick of having the devil control of your life, man. Let's rise over temptation. We gonna make it. We coming soon, heaven.
Yo, let's rise for Jesus Christ, y'all. Yeah, let's rise for Jesus Christ.
We're going to stop that
devil. Yes, all I can imagine is Lady Survivor walking past 7-Eleven talking about we going to rise.
I'm going to tell everybody going 7-Eleven. I'm going to have my honey glazed donuts. And I'm going to say to them, do it, I dare you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Oh, man. You need to have an HD camera for that.
You
better
take
$50.
We're going to pay your gas and electric. You better go sit down somewhere.
Getting all up in our heads, man. This is what we're talking about today. We talk about getting all up in our heads. Don't get all up in your heads, because before you know it, pride comes before the downfall. All
right, all right, all right.
Mike Miss, how at us, man. We having fun. Christians have fun. You already know, man.
Oh, yeah, man. We got to, man. We have to, because that's how we keep our sanity. Laughter is good for the soul.
I'm going
to
say
that.
I have to have a relationship with yourself. And also, so I can have a relationship with you. You have to be cool with me. I have to be cool with me. Before I can be cool with you. If I'm not comfortable with myself, how can I be comfortable with you? You know what I mean?
Man,
because
Exactly.
It's all about getting yourself together. Once you're together, you know you in Christ, you're living lovely, everything is going well, you feel comfortable. You it's easy for you to go about your day, your business, your prayer, your whatever you're doing, and deal with other people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're feeling bad and you're feeling down, you just don't want to talk to nobody. And God's trying
nobody.
To use you to talk to everybody. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
How can he use you? And it's just, you know, I'll think about that, though.
Yeah, that's good you said that, man. I was talking to a young lady yesterday, man, and she was just like, Mike, man, I be feeling so down. You know, I know I need to go back to church. I need to get my, you know, my stuff together because I just don't have no nothing about me. You know, she asked me, she's hopeless. You know what I mean? And I'm like, man, first of all, you have to give yourself to God, man. You have to explore the things of him, because he said you draw nigh to him, draw nigh to you. Exactly. He'll give you a purpose. You know what I'm saying? He'll give you a shout. He'll give you a testimony.
No,
he'll give you a story.
Plus,
you know what I'm saying? He'll give you a
reason
to live.
That's right. He's a God of second chances, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chances. It goes on and on. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you repent, especially if you repent right after you sin, you know what I mean? He said, always confess your sin. You know what I mean? No matter what it is. You know what I mean? Because God is a powerful God. He's not just a little weakling. I don't know what's going on around here. People think that they
right.
can just pick which sins to confess because they think that sin is heavier. Sin is sin. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just
right.
got to confess your sin and continue to move forward in Christ. You know what I mean?
Right.
And repent and try to stay away from what's going on in your life. It's hard, but we still got to do it.
Yeah, it's funny how people are trying to put like levels on sin. Like that's a white lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a level 2 lie. That's a level 2 sin. That's level 3 sin. Oh, shut down the building. That's level 4. Yeah, they commit the ultimate sin, but he judges it all the same. You know what I'm saying? It's 7 things he considers abomination. You know, or 6 things he hates, and 7th one he considers abomination. You know, it's just something he just really, really hate. You know what I'm saying? And people think that you, being a Christian, you can't hate things. And I'm like, man, God hates stuff all the time. You know, certain things he just hates. You know, it's righteous hatred. Like, I hate that because God hates it. You know,
it's a lot of things that God hates, and we definitely know this. And I'm gonna go right to this scripture too.
I don't think he hates.
Go ahead, lady. Come on, I'm gonna find a scripture that tell you so. I'm go ahead,
okay.
Lady Sabata. You go ahead and talk. I'm gonna find a scripture that tell you it does.
Yeah, tell me that scripture, because I don't think the word is hate, because God we are image. He doesn't hate. He doesn't like that we're so disobedient. He doesn't like that we're the life that we're living. He is angry. He's upset. But hate, that's a really, really hard word.
Lady Survivor, go ahead and grab your plate. Go ahead and grab your plate. Everybody grab your plate.
Okay, you can't read it. You know I got to see it at first. I might be wrong now. Lord, if I'm wrong, forgive me.
That's cool. Go ahead, Proverbs. We get some powerful Proverbs. Proverbs, them 31 chapters, them 31 flavors.
Okay, Proverbs.
I love the Lord. Yes,
oh my wait a minute, slow down.
Sorry, yeah, it's a lot of food here. I apologize about that. Take your time. Go ahead. Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16.
Chapter 6.
If anything happens, I get
verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody get that? Chapter 6, verse 16, Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
When you got it, can I get an amen and a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 In the church. Here it is.
Oh, yes. I don't know it today. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to let Lady Survivor read it. Go ahead, Lady Survivor. I'm a survivor.
And that God just says, Lord, you know what? He just strikes me. Okay, Lord, all right, out. There are 6 things the Lord hates. No 7 things he detests. Things he detests. Oh, my Lord, hates. Do you know I read this word today?
Read it.
I read it.
forgive me because, you know, and I read this today, and this is, you know what, I'm going to go back to this. Up in my head and out with this, his grace, because this, I read this today, it was up in my head, but when you have so much going on, sometimes you can read something and you can forget. I read this scripture today.
We're reading to us. We're hungry. Our spirit is hungry, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me read it again.
Let
me read it to you again. You want to read? The Lord hates. That's what you want to hear? That the Bible
read
not
Proverbs,
I'm
chapter
6, 16.
I'm going
to hear Proverbs
16
through 16 through 19.
Yeah, I mean, you want to hear hearty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, heart that powers the evil, feet that race to do wrong, false witness who pours out lies. That's what I'm talking about, pimps in the pulpit. A person who sows discord in a family. I have those. My son, obey your father's command and don't neglect your mother's instructions. Keep their words always in your heart. Tell them around your neck. When you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. For their command is a lamp and their instruction is a light. Mm-mm-mm. Their corrective disciple. Okay, Mike, I got it. And it's the way of to life. It will keep you. It will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of a promiscuous woman. Don't lust for her beauty. Don't let her cool glances seduces you. You know what? And I want men to understand that. There's more to me than what you see through your eyes.
Now, there it is. Proverbs. Oh, Rocker Block is here. Rocker Block dropped off. But Rocker Block, I want to read this one more time for you. We was looking at that scripture. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, it says, there are six things the Lord hates, seven things that are detestable to him. First thing is the hearty eyes. The second thing is a lying tongue. The third thing is hands that shed innocent blood. The fourth thing is a heart that devises wicked schemes. The fifth thing is feet that are quick to rush into evil. The seventh thing, hold on. I want to do the seventh thing this way, because the seventh thing that God hates is... Hey. A false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up decision
among brothers.
Yes.
And you know where you find that at. You could know where you find that at.
Now we know it's some stuff that God hates. And guess what? God laughs at us too. He will laugh at our calamity. Ha, ha, ha. God will laugh at us, man.
But you know what? That's why I say when you in a church, you have to have that discerning. Because seriously, if you sitting in a pastor, if the top not right, the bottom not going to be right, it's going to crumble. It's going to continue to crumble. That's why you have to know the difference between when you're sitting under a shepherd that God has put there, or when you're sitting under someone that chose that lifestyle. And let me tell you something. There are pastors out here that have over 3,000 to 4,000 members. Some of them have more than that. And they chose that lifestyle because they do so many sinful things. Some things that are just so ungodly. You know for a fact that they was not chosen by God. You know it.
You know what? Watch this lady, Survivor, a.k.a. Beyonce and them. We all have our dislikes. Right?
That's right. Right.
And but the most important thing, though, outside of that is love. You know
That's
what I
right.
mean? We have to love one another. So whether or not we dislike this and that, most important thing is to love one another and love God with all your heart, your mind, and strength. You see what I'm saying? So you can look dislike whatever you want, because God also dislikes. But he knows what to dislike that makes us what we do, makes what we do fall. We fall short from what God dislikes. All those things are what our main sins are, whether we know it or not. You know what I mean? sometimes we could look at somebody and say, oh, you know, that person is ugly. I mean, couldn't that be like haughty eyes to me? I'm just saying. I'm not, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. To me, that could
and
be haughty
eyes. And usually it's an ugly person calling another ugly person ugly.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. But, you know, sometimes we don't even know
you can be beautiful on the outside, be ugly and poor up on the inside. Trust and believe. I've seen people like that.
I know this. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just was making a point.
When I say this, for instance, let me say, when God chooses you for your purpose or your ministry, I'm saying when God chooses you, there are certain things that you're just not going to do. There are certain things you're not going to go through a church for less than a whole bunch of children. You're just not going to do it.
No.
You're not going to do it. He's not going to put you and leave you separate and the whole time. He's going to put this man. I mean, am I wrong? Because wait a minute, because it might be the word. I don't know. Did he allow that to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't think. Oh, that's what I'm just wondering. Is it
Mike? No, I haven't read that one.
Okay, because I'm about to say, when you receive your purpose, let me tell you, and Diva, and seriously, on the Diva, on the real side, Diva will tell you what my purpose is, and she will tell you, I stand strong on mine. I don't budge. When the Lord gives you your ministry and your purpose and use you as a vessel, that you can't. I don't care how you try, you can't. And you can be disobedient and not, you know, do the work. You know what the Lord would do? He will pile up on you.
Are you going to the car?
He gonna laugh at your calamity in time. And that's what one thing I want to back to this topic too.
Yeah.
Proverbs verse 26. Get your plates out, y'all. We're eating again.
Okay,
we're
going to eat? Okay.
Get your plates out. We're getting ready to eat again. We're on our third plate. We're on our third plate. We're getting ready to eat again. So I want y'all to go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 26. And when you got it, let me get a blessed biscuit up in here.
Chapter 1, verse 26.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 26 in Proverbs there. We're eating again. Get your place, a.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
your Bibles. Going on over to Proverbs to verse 26. Now, when we get caught up in our head, again, that's why I'm glad God blessed me with that title, that topic is up in my head and out of his will. And it says it right here. And I in turn will laugh at your disaster. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disasters sweep over you in a whirlwind, when distress and troubles overwhelm you. God said, I will laugh. I will mock and laugh at you because I done told you. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn
today.
And if you go to verse 22. Let me just go ahead and put some meat on y'all plate right here. I made this nice roast beef right here. God bless you with the nice roast. We got beef roast right here. Oh, man, it's been cooking all day. It's been marinating for 24 hours, and it's been cooking for six. That is tender, too.
Oh, I love this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long... When you get it, say amen, please.
Amen.
How long will you simple ones, love your simple ways, simple? How long will mockers delight in mockery?
What?
And fools hate knowledge? If you have responded to my rebuke, I will have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called, and no one gave heed when I stretched out my arms, this is wisdom talking right here.
Mm-hmm.
Since you ignored all my advice and will not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh at your disasters. Mm. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when disasters and trouble overwhelm you. That verse, and I want to take it up to 20 now. I should have started from 20, but I'm going to take it up. Warning against wisdom. This is wisdom talking. God blesses with wisdom, that free will. This is wisdom speaking. Wisdom is so important. Wisdom calls out loud in the streets. This is wisdom. She's talking out loud in the streets. She's standing up high. It's saying wisdom called out loud in the streets. She raises her voice in a public square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. This is wisdom. She calling out to us. She in the streets, in the public square. She everywhere. Over the noise, all the mess is going on. Wisdom is talking to us. I'm calling out to you. I'm crying. I'm in the gateways of the city. She makes her speech. How long will the simple ones? Thank you, Lord. I say it again. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in the mockery and fools hating knowledge? Hating knowledge. If you had responded to my rebuke, if you had responded to my correction, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. But since you rejected me when I called and no one gave heed when I stretched my hands out, since you ignored my advice, I would not accept and would not accept my rebuke. I in turn will laugh at your disasters. I will mock at your calamity that overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress troubles you and overwhelms you, I will laugh. We need to get this right here. This is Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 to 27. We need to write that on a stick, you know, on a piece of paper and slap it on every wall in the house. Wisdom talking. Matter of fact, I'm going to take that with me because I know there's going to be some new foods tomorrow that need to hear it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to pass that praise. Boy, that thing just filled me up. I got to go get me some. Holy juice.
And everything you said is just so, it's just like so true, and people don't understand. It's simple. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You know, my pastor said some people just want to be ignorant just because they want to be ignorant for no reason.
They want to be seen.
You know,
Mike, let's pass it over to you, Mike. Let's give it to Mike for a little bit. We've been sitting at the end of that table feeding this spirit. We want to give it over to Mike and let him do his thing. Do your thing, Mike. Do your thing.
Do it, Mike.
Hey, man, you know, Proverbs is one of those books where you have to, like, read it daily. You know, it's like one of those, you just got to take them jewels from a daily man. And this one you read was definitely a good one, and I think it goes perfect with what we're going with tonight, man. And man, so how long will you simple ones love your simple ways? That's the key. That's the one right there. Like,
right.
You simple-minded people, like, you just come on, man. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? When will you change? When will you get over yourself? You know, how long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? How long do you want to be foolish? How long do you want to be ignorant? You know, people just want to, some people just want to, you know, continue to be blind. You know, the signs are right there in their face, but they just don't want to receive the information that's given to them. And they just want to continue to walk around, you know, the world blind and not that they haven't been, you know, given the information. They just choose not to receive it. So it's some people just gotta, you know, just dust the feet off, dust, you know, the little dust off the shoes and just keep pushing. You know, and go to one that's actually looking for you to come to them. I wish somebody just come to me and show me about what I need to do to get close to God. That's the ones we need to be focusing on, and not the ones
that's
that,
right,
you know, we continue to preach to. We can only plant a seed, you know. So D will plant a seed, you know, Lady Survivor, go ahead and, you know, water that, but God can get an increase. So, you know, as long as we just do our job, then, you know, it'll take root somehow, some way. So, you know, we definitely have to get out of ourselves and stay inside His grace, man, because we need that. We need that covering. We need that daily. And that's why I say, that's why the Bible tells us, you know, every morning it's new mercy, it's new grace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's new.
I got to give it up to Rocker Block. I got to give it up to Rocker Block right now, because when you just said that, Mike Mitch, that put on my spirit right there, because Rocker Block seen me in my sin. Rocker Block knew I was a ruthless one, and I was all about that cash. If it wasn't about cash, it wasn't about nothing. And Rocker Block seen grow so far to where I am, so it's sweet for him to see me in the light that I am in right now.
Amen.
That I'm
Amen.
Praising the Lord. You know, I'm praising the Lord, and, you know, and I still got my stilettos on, but I'm wearing my stilettos in a more holier way,
That's right.
Way.
I totally agree.
You get it? A holier way than a holy way. You dig what I'm saying? So I think what the whole situation is, you know, people do things that make them comfortable. Like when you get uncomfortable, people start to stray away when they're uncomfortable, because when you're uncomfortable, it brings about change. When you're in a comfortable situation, you change your position. If your back hurting on one side, you turn in another position so you can feel better. So when you get the rebuke and the correction of wisdom, you either going to change, you're going to get the correction, and you're going to change the way you doing things, or you're going to stray away. You're going to go and try to find something to medicate it to go away, to make that
That's
pain
funny
go
you
away.
Said that. That's funny you said that. I'm over here trying to get COVID right now because my back is killing me.
But, Mike, I totally agree with what you're saying about, but, you know, and God's house, you know, when we're in God's house and we get up in the morning and it's just grace and God has given us one day of another day of grace and mercy. And when we go up in there, we need to stay, like you said, in our lane, and a lot of people choose not to have a seed planted in them because they think only certain people in the church can plant a seed in them. I mean, a homeless man on the street can plant a seed in you, you know. And a lot of times we forget that, you know. But if we will sit back seriously and, you know, we listen, we hear God telling us stuff. If people would just get their ministry and their purpose and stay in their lane, it would be less corruption up in that church, because I'm telling you, you would be so busy. The Lord would have you so busy in your ministry and your purpose and your vessel that you wouldn't have time for all that foolishness that's going on in there. I get so sick and tired of, you know, you go to this church. I used to go to a church, and all you saw on certain days, they want to dress up in these big hats. They want to do all this, and they want, you know, they make it's like sometimes they make a mock, I don't know if I'm saying the correct word, a mockery out of God, out of the God house. And it just kind of upsets me, because, I don't know, it's just, when it comes down to the word, I'm just so serious about it, and I hunger for the word, and I love listening to the word. And I don't mind learning from anyone. You can learn from a child. Wow. You ever had a child say something to you that blow your mind?
Man,
for instance, I'm gonna tell you about Viva's son. One day I was on the phone. I was on the phone with her, and she was talking to her son, and he said something, and she didn't even realize it. But she is a really, really good parent to her son. And I was with this girl one day on the phone, and he said, so I can't remember what it was, but it stuck with me all day. But this was a child that planted a seed in me, When Diva child walks out that door, do you know her and I, it never fails. Whenever ever her child walks out the door, she will stop in the middle of the call and say, wait a minute, Lady Survivor. she prays over her son. When she leaves out her house, she prays over her house. You know, we have to start,
we need to start
learning the word of God.
Amen. Y'all ever sit on the bus and realize that you know how you sit on the bus and then you just start talking to somebody and all of a sudden you help that person as opposed to just going out and then looking for people just to bless or people just to talk to and then just give them the word of God. I don't think we should do it that way because you never know who you could be talking to, you know what I mean? It's just something in the Bible that says something about feeding the pig, giving the word to a pig or something like that. That it's unnecessary, something like that. I forgot. I gotta read it.
It says don't give what's holy. Don't give what's holy unto dogs, and don't cast your pearls among swine.
Swine, yeah, that's perfect. That's what I mean.
Wow,
you know, sometimes, but if you walk in the light, if you continue to walk with God, right, in everything that you do, God will appoint you to who He wants to help or for you to bless.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, because everybody's not worthy of your tidbits. Everybody's not worthy of your, you know, He said people like
right.
That scripture. That said, don't give what's home to dogs. You know how dogs take your trash and they just throw it all over your yard.
Yes.
That's how people would do with the word. You know what I'm saying? And they would just get your word and just mess it all up. You know, they take what you gave them and use it to a disadvantage as a person.
Yeah,
they're trying
to
you know.
Like atheists. That's what they do. Let's bring Denaya up here. Denaya is live in the building all the way from Chi-Town. This is my wonderful co-host on Steffi Gaines. Let's go ahead and bring her in. 773.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Good evening.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. I definitely want to say something about when they're talking about people that want to stay ignorant, and then David just made the perfect point about atheists. I think the issue is, like, we have too many people that don't believe, but what's happening is that we are allowing ourselves to be controlled by those people. Because look how they took prayer out to schools. You can't pray in school anymore. That's crazy.
Right.
They're trying to take away Christmas. They try to take the X. They try to replace Christmas,
right.
Christ with an X. Like, but we are allowing this. As Christians, you need to say, this is just not right. We want Christmas back. It's not Xmas. There's a difference.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they made Christmas all about shopping, and all of a sudden they're making Christmas. It's Christmas after Halloween. Like, it's a Christmas season. You know what I'm saying? People are sitting there, it was a Thanksgiving day. They're sitting there. The workers got to come in at 10 o'clock because people want to shop at 12. I mean, it is insane. But the whole problem is that, like, so we are allowing this, and people that are still going to church are still the same ones that are sitting there at the, you know, at midnight at the stores shopping like crazy. You know, they can't afford it. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and it really is about thinking about, okay, so if I say I'm a Christian, this is what we need to do. You know, this is what I want to do. And we need to stop feeding into this. And stuff, because it's crazy, but it's just like we should accept everyone, yada yada yada, and I agree about accepting people. However, when it comes to the fact that people that don't believe in the Lord, it's like, well,
amen.
We can listen to them, but I don't
amen.
Think we should be conforming laws around
them. You know
what's
funny is like, and this is not a bad thing, but it's just a comparison, how we would stand up for, let's take Trayvon Martin, for instance, how we'll stand up and we'll go to the end for a young Trayvon Martin, but we will not stand up for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hold on.
You didn't get it. Hallelujah. Say it again.
It's true. Like I said, it's not a bad thing. But the whole world would get behind.
Can
that.
You say that again, Mike Mitchell? Can you say that one more time for me, please?
I say it's crazy how we would stand up for a young Trayvon Martin, which is not a bad thing. But we will not take a stand for Jesus Christ.
will not take a stand for
that
him.
Needs to be at, you know what? It's a piggyback off of Dana and Mike Mitch. Amongst a group of friends, amongst your peers, whether Christ-like or not, you as a Christian should be able to rub off on them and not them rubbing off on you because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, get that, man. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
Right.
Get it. Oh, my God. I just want to say right now, I just want to take a pause because I'm smiling like a chess cat. Because I remember when I started Spiritual Feeders. Do you hear me? I remember it. And it was majority of me all the time, and Rocker Block was there. But I am just so overwhelmed looking at the call lines, and I'm looking at people retweeting. And I'm just so thankful because I kept believing that God was going to do what is happening right now. He kept showing me this thing. He kept showing me this is how it's going to be. And
I'm just overjoyed
right now. Do you hear me? When those shows, that I was on those shows by myself, there wasn't a soul on the call line. It wasn't a soul in the chat room. It wasn't a soul retweeting. And I just kept believing. I just kept believing because he kept showing it to me. He kept showing it in my dreams. He kept showing it in the vision. When I was in the shower, when I was in the bathroom, when I was washing the dishes, he kept showing me that. And I just didn't see the people. I just didn't see it. But he kept showing me, and I kept believing, and look, it's coming to pass.
He's an on-time God.
He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God.
And you know
God.
What, Diva? I'm sorry, but this is what the Bible tells us. He said, you be faithful over the little, he'll make you rulers over much. And he said, never despise the day of a small beginning, you know. So when it may look like no one's listening, you know, he said, oh, don't worry about it. As long as you stay faithful with what I gave you to do, don't worry about it. You know, it may take a year, it may take 2 years, it may take five, but it doesn't matter. He said, be faithful a little, I'll make you rules over many.
Amen.
And that's what's happening right now.
But I totally agree with what the young lady said, that we accept so many things, and as Christians, we don't have to settle, and we don't have to accept, and we don't have to be a part of everything. There are things that I will turn down, and I'm going to be honest. I mean, you know, a couple of people asked me about the young man and coming to March, and I wouldn't do it. You have to pick and choose your battle. The Lord will put everybody, his soldiers, where they need to be put at. I stay in my lane and my purpose. That's why I stay at. And they said to me, well, he's a child. I deal with child abuse awareness. That's what I do. I'm not saying that child, I wasn't there. I don't know the facts. I'm sorry. I will not be on a front line. That is not where I'm supposed to be at. The Lord didn't say to me, we have to pick and choose our battles. We have to know our purpose so we can stay out of people's lanes so we can stop. You know, not that, you know, I'm not saying, I'm not talking about anyone, and I don't have a problem because I have my own blog talk. So great, come on. I would love to interview Al Sharpton any day. I hope he's listening to this. I would love to interview him because, you know, you're leading people to different places, but make sure you're leading them right. Make sure you're leading them right. Like we said before, Lady Survivor, like we said before, like when you allow people to come into your house and also who house you go into. And I definitely want to talk about this too because it kind of made me feel some type of way. Like you have an event and you schedule an event. Let's just use Facebook. Yes, Lord. Thank you. That's why I just be honest. I'm going to say, Lord, thank you. I put this event on Facebook about the spiritual feeding, and you can see when somebody declines it. And I was looking at the people who were declining the invite to the spiritual feeding. And then when I seen it happen, it was two particular people, and in particular, I was like, well, these people need Jesus more than anything. But God said to me, don't feel any type of way, because that's where that Proverbs 1:20-26 come in.
you know, because they rebuke the word. They're simple. You're rebuking
right.
the knowledge. I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
it, and God, thank you for you, for of course,
mm-hmm.
Bringing us the word so we can understand. Because I don't like when God, when people reject God. But at the time,
right.
I rejected God. So just like I had to stand for correction, I had to fall down, and it wasn't until that concrete hit me right on the side of the face, boom, and it was cold too. Man, was it cold. And I had my whole to come in. You know it was cold because I fell all the way off my stilettos. Like I had jumped off of some college set all the way down to the bottom. Like, boom, my face was all skipped up. I was like, Father, help me, please. I'm sorry. He said, see, I done told you. And, of course, he was laughing at me with my stilettos in the air and half of the skin
mm-hmm.
scratched off my face because I keep listening. But,
mm-hmm. Look, we all been there.
You gotta. It gets you to the point that God say, okay, well, I made you, I created you, I breathed life into your nostrils, I made you, I created everything
mm-hmm.
before. I even knew you before you even existed, before your mama
Amen.
Existed, before anybody existed. I knew you. So you don't want to listen. That's okay. You ain't got to listen. I'll stand back and let you give you free will to do foolish things. Now, you
That's
want
right.
to You can get
now,
with this or you can
oh,
get
you
with
can
that.
Get with that. Say that.
I love God. I love God for doing that to me.
God
I love God for allowing that. I'm not even going to say God did it to me because I did it to myself. He allowed me mm-hmm. to have free will to do that thing on my own. And I had to learn from that. He showed me, now that you are speaking my word, now that you are having a relationship to me, now that you are trusting me, you trust me. Trust.
Mm.
Word is something. Trust. Power. Trust God that I will protect you. I will protect your son. I will protect your fruits. I will protect your seed. I will protect and grow everything that's around me. All I'm asking you to do is trust me. I'm not asking you for no money. I ain't asking you for no stilettos on. I ain't asking you to drop it like it's hot. I don't care if your hair is 2 inches or 24 inches. All I'm asking you to do is trust me.
Sometimes, you know, as when it comes to that, you know, them declining your request for them to take part of the spiritual feeding, you know, sometimes some people, you know, leave you alone or they drop you because God sees you as a more unique kind of person and he doesn't want to have to invite the kind of drama other people may have for you.
Mm-hmm.
You never know
yeah.
what the declination is about. You know, individually, you know, you say to yourself because you feel like sometimes you are a bigger person or a better person. So you stand and you sit in the lunchroom and everybody's over there and you're over there all by yourself. Not because you feel like, you know, they are better than you, but because you know you don't want to be part of what's going on over there. You know what I mean? And
no,
where you
man.
Are in Christ is right where you need to be.
Right. Well, I'm going to say this. I understand what she's talking about, that declining on Facebook, and we also do it on LinkedIn, and I do it on LinkedIn and Twitter, too. But on Facebook, they have so much, they spread, have so much garbage, and I'm going to say it on Facebook page. And,
yep.
You know, they hold up a whole bunch of garbage. So when they be declining, I'm telling you, Diva will tell you, I have invited over 3,000 people to come to the spiritual feeding. 3,000 people. Over
That's
3,
a lot of people.
People. That's a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying? So why isn't the phone lines blown up? But let it be some garbage, a plug show talking about some garbage, then they want to get on there and talk. So it's no excuse. It's just like how the young lady said they took Christ out of the church, the belief of Christ and you know, about God. And see what happened?
Yeah.
Think about this. When they took Christ out of church, out of the school system, what did those other religions do? They built their own schools. They went out and they built their own schools, and now Christ is out. They was complaining about, you teaching my child about God, but see how the devil works? See how the devil played the school system? They took those kids out,
and created their own schools for their own religion, and now our children that need to know Christ, we can't even bring them up in the school system.
But see, this is where the problem is. We'll talk about the issue inside the four walls of our church, but we won't go to the superintendent meetings for the school district. You know, to the parent teacher council. Yeah, we won't do none of those. We'll just talk about the problem inside the church and just say, "Glory, amen. Wow,
right,
preacher," and that's it. You know, that's not changing anything. Mm-hmm. You know, but while these people are going to these meetings, and that's how they're getting this stuff taken off or getting the God out of the curriculum, because they're going to the meetings and say, "Hey,
exactly.
I believe this should not be there because I don't believe in that." My child, who's in there saying, "Well, my child does, and this is what needs to be in there." Nobody's in there saying that.
That's the problem.
So, allowing
that. These people that
we
don't
need,
believe in Christ. We need to walk for the Lord. That's what we need to do. We need to walk hand in hand for the Lord. Now, somebody call me and tell me, Lady Survivor, can you walk? Because we're trying to get it back up in the schools. I'm going to be on the front line. Because you know why? Because God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins, and I'm going to be on the front line. I don't care if the bricks are hitting me. I don't care if people spitting on me. I don't even care. I'm going to keep it moving. So I'll bring that to all of y'all. Don't worry about it. I'll bring some Febreze, too. Whatever they throw at you, I'll just be spraying it on us, and we'll keep it moving. Keep the line tight. I'm telling you,
I'm picking and choosing, my bad. We already walking for God right now. Our ways, the way we live, the way we worship, the way we pray, how we come together, we are already on a journey. We are all walking. It's up to them to decide if they walk with us. Because
and
God already God already said yes to us a long time ago.
Right.
It's just now we decided to say yes to the Lord. And when I say that, you know, it just really brings me some joy. God said yes to me a long, long time ago. He said yes at me. Yes. Yes, I will. Yes, I love you. Yes, I will. Yes, I'll do all those things that you asked me for. Now, I said yes to the Lord. And every day I'm working on getting sold out. Sold out, God. I'm just talking about this. Everything that come out of my mouth. God. I fell in love with him all over again. Like he was a new person, like this new perfect. He is. He's always new and perfect, but it was like I met my soulmate. Like, oh, my God. Like, I looked at him for the very first time. Like, how you doing? Where you been all my life? And he said, I ain't been nowhere. And he said it just like that. He said, I ain't been nowhere. I've been by your side. Right by your side, like Shady Kiss. I always been here, girl. You just didn't take the time out to look. You were too blinded by what you wanted, your own desires. Your own desires. We get blinded by our own desires, man.
But the way back to the school thing, but the way we can keep God in the schools is to keep him in our children. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Doing what we do every day
is
praying for our children and showing them this is what we do. This is, for me and my house, we serve the Lord, and you take that where you go. You know, that's how we keep God in our workplace. You know, everywhere we go, you know, when they try to X him out, we just put him right back in.
Right.
We have to enter to the end of the show, you guys, so I just want to go down the panel and give everybody a chance to put yourself out there and to thank God. Y'all know how we do at the end of the show. Me and Mike Lynch came up with this in the beginning. The testimony time. I love testimony time. So I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Lady Survivor.
I just want to say thank you for the grace and mercy that God has given me. I want to thank him for my purpose. I just want to thank him for loving me when I was so not worthy of it. I'm just so thankful I gave my life to Christ. I walk different. I talk different. I act different. And I'm still learning the word of God, and I will stay into the word of God until I will stand for him until I can't stand anymore. And I just want to thank Diva for allowing me to be a co-host on her spiritual feeding show. I will continue to be here
and, you know, talk about the word. I will continue to let everybody know on Facebook. I will continue to invite, and you will continue to decline for one day. One day you will come over to that side.
Amen.
Thank you, Lady Survivor. Mike Mitch, we're going to pass it on over to you.
Yeah, definitely, man. I definitely want to thank God for being just who he is. You know, my Jehovah Jireh and my Jehovah the Sickening, man. Everything that he is to me, man, I just thank him for just being, you know, my Savior, you know, my Lord, and showing me his grace every morning, man. I thank Diva. Thank you for, you know, allowing me to just hold my spot for me right here on the spiritual feeding. So, you know, this really helps me in my daily walk, me and my family as well. It keeps me, you know, really embedded in my word and, you know, want to seek more and more and more. So I definitely thank you for the opportunity, man. I just, you know, praise God for what he's doing in my life. And, you know, I have new challenges every day. So I got new assignments that he's giving me. So I definitely need to be prayed up and prayed for and all these other things. So I definitely thank God for what he's trusting me with. And I just pray I'll be a good steward over it. So, yeah.
Amen.
Definitely.
Amen. Jeremiah, we're going to throw it over to you. This will be your first testimony time, so we're going to throw it over to you and let you go ahead and put yourself out there and let God know how good he is.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank God because he has blessed me in the short days that I have had, and I do want to thank you, Lady Ebony, for allowing me to be on the show, and I definitely thank everyone who's listening and everyone who is a part of this conversation and every conversation on here on the Spiritual Feed, just for being open and allowing God to speak to you and through you to help bless others. And, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you, but God, with situations going on in my life, for trials and tribulations, for everything, I just want to lift it up and thank him. And definitely for Lady Survivor, you know, God wants you to know that just that song that Ebony was playing earlier today when the whole thing first started, you know, you got the victory. You know, I got a glory march going on right over here because you got the victory and he's got you in his hands. So, you know, I just want to lift up praises and glory to God because he is working and he's moving within this place and each and everybody's life on here.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank God for God being God all by himself, because I can't deal with all these chiefs and no Indians, you know. So I thank God for being God all by himself, and I thank God for embedding the spirit and the drive to want to work and do for me and my family, you know what I mean? Because I just don't like to be lazy. And I thank God for doing that, giving me the strength to get up every morning and take care of business. So I can't, you know, so God is good. And, you know, and I thank God for y'all, you know what I mean? Putting all this together and everything. So God is good.
Amen. Denaya, I'm going to throw it over to you. Denaya, you still with us?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I just want to thank God for everything that he has done, all the people that he has brought into my life. I definitely want to thank God for you, Diva Ebony D, because being able to be a part of Sucker Game Saturdays is just a blessing, and to be a part of something so positive and have so many positive influences in my life right now is just crucial, and it makes you smile every day. I want to thank God for my amazing family, my mom especially, who gives me the creativity and so much support and love. And I just pray that everyone can just hold God in their heart and know that he is the way, and steer away from all these evil things and all this negativity in their lives.
Amen. Amen to that. I just want to say, Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord. Because without those days, without you, Lord, we wouldn't have neither one of these days. Father God, we just thank you. When the storms come and when the storms pass, you were there in the beginning and you're there in the end. Father God, we thank you for being the author and the finisher of all of our books, Lord. All of our books, God. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega, Lord. Father God, I thank you right now for just using me as a tool. Remove me and use me, Lord. Remove me and use me forever, whatever you want to use me as, God. Father God, thank you for giving me the strength to never give up the race, Lord. Never give up the race. I will continue to run when I'm out of breath, when my legs cramp up, when my body cramp up, because I'm a believer that you will soothe all things that's in the inside of us, Lord. Father God, thank you for mending our broken hearts. Father God, thank you for making a way when there's no way. Father God, thank you for giving us trust when we don't want to trust and can't trust nobody else. Father, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father
Hallelujah.
God, thank you for when we are hurt and we just want to lash out and reach out and just say no more. Father God, thank you for giving us the strength to say
Hallelujah.
One word to even with God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
One word, Lord. Father God, thank you for you being who you are, because when the weapons come against us and when the enemies come against us, you don't argue with them. We don't argue with them. You just say one word, and that's go.
Hallelujah.
Move. Hallelujah. Move out of here. No matter what's going on in our life, God, you have made us so unique. You have made us in your image. And you're not going to put nothing on us that we cannot bear. Lord, we just thank you and lift and exalt your name on high. For it's only you, Lord. Look how far you have brought us, Lord. Look how far we have came from. Father God, thank you for giving us the knowledge that if we ain't going in our path, ain't no need to look back there, Lord. Our past made us stronger. And we believe you all those times, Lord. Even when we fell down on our knees and on our faces, even when we tried to hide from you, tried to hide from you like Adam and Eve, we tried to hide. There is nowhere in the world that we can go that we can hide from you. Now we want to trust you, Lord. We want to trust you boldly. We put ourselves out on the forefront, Lord. We give ourselves as a sacrifice. What? I am bold with this thing. I don't care who here.
Hallelujah.
I want everybody to hear that we worship you and that we love you, Lord, and that we trust you, God. You are so amazing. I remember the time that I didn't even know how to come and talk to you in prayer. But look at me now.
Hallelujah.
Look at me now.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, please give us wisdom to know our limitations. When it comes to doing anything, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to dating, when it comes to finances, when it comes to anything, we ask for strength to say no and mean it. When it gets to the limit, when it's not of you, Lord, we ask for the strength to say no and mean that no. Give us power beyond, Lord, beyond what is normal, Lord, to remain chastised, Lord. I know that we can do it. But only with your help, God. Only with your help. Lord, you are always working to provide for your children. Help us to become agents, offering assistance to those in need, and witnessing your love, Lord. Yes, we want to be used. We want to be used as tools, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, thank you, Lord. Lord, help us not to question your voice. Help us not to question your voice.
Yes.
Help us to move when you speak. When you say move, we move when you say move, not when we say move, when you say move. Lord, it's good to know. It's so good to know that we can do a great work for you. For our homes, from our homes, for wherever we are, Lord, teach us. Teach us to stay in tune with you, Lord. Lord, I cannot hide from you, no matter where or why I try to hide. You know where I am and why I am hiding, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord, to never want to hide from you ever again. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Woo! Y'all make sure y'all follow Spiritual Feeding on Twitter at Spiritual Feed. Again, that's at Spiritual Feed. Make sure you check out us on WordPress, www.wordpress.com. facebook.com/spiritualfeeding. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Stephen Ebony P. Make sure you follow Lady Survivor on Twitter at Miss K_Realm. Make sure you follow Mike Mitch on Twitter at Mike Mitch. I jacked it up. Mike Mitch, what's your Twitter?
Hey, it's Mitch Jazzy MGT, MitchJazzyMGT.
There you go. Make sure you follow Zaniyah on Twitter at Zaniyah4U. And also make sure you follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Like the Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/spiritualfeeding. Like the page and post in there. Catch us again next Sunday. We're going to be bringing it to you once again. Make sure you have your plate. And make sure you bring a couple. Well, we already going to have a doggy bag for you. We always send you home with some more food. This buffet, you can take the food home, you dig? And eat all. You can eat all week. But, again, make sure you go to the top of the show page and like the show. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Big shout-out to my co-host today, Mike Mitch. I'm glad to have you back. Big blessings to the baby and to the wife, the family. I know y'all doing good. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of my extended family over there. Lady Survivor, thank you for always being a survivor and being my co-host here on Spiritual Feeding. Your presence is so accepted, and we thank you for being here. Rock a Block, thank you for always supporting me, supporting
God bless you, baby.
Zaniyah, I love you, and I thank you again. Jeremiah, I thank you, and I love you again. I love all of you guys, and I just thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Feeding. Make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here.